For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU tennis team is freshman Rachel Franklin out of San Antonio, Texas. First of all, I've got family down there. They moved down there because it's so cold up here. We'll get to your story. Are you used to the weather yet?
Not at all. I don't think that there's like a way to get used to this weather.
I agree. This last weekend, your team went on the road. You lost 7-2 to Winona and 9-0 to Upper Iowa. Talk about Sunday first. Was the match closer than the score made it sound like?
We went out there and played our hearts out, and I think that's what matters most. And I think that's what matters most about the Winona match and the, or not the Winona match, the 7-2. I'm reading your paper and like, it's confusing me. That's what my coach wants us to do, is play hard, our best, and that's what we did. Whether win or lose, we bring it out on the courts.
That's what you're supposed to do. Well, congratulations. You did get a win this last weekend. Number 5 singles on Saturday. You and fellow freshman Claudia Ballou got the only wins. How did your match go on Saturday?
I went out on the mat, on the court, and I knew I was going to win. I knew it, whether she was really good or not, I was going to win. And I did. And I think that's why I played so well. I just had so much confidence in myself. And I'm really proud of that match. Really proud.
A lot of times it's not just a physical game, it's a mental game. You went in with more confidence. Do you think that gave you a little bit of an edge?
Yes. The first match that, do y'all have that on there? The first match that I lost, I went in with like, kind of, I didn't know what was going on. I was new. I'd never played in indoors before. A match and the coaches, I never had a coach on the court and just everything was so confusing to me. And I didn't have any confidence. So, you know, I choked a little bit and lost. And then the second match I came in with more confidence and I was kind of like used to it already a little bit. And I think that's what helped me a lot when I won.
Well, your story is an interesting one of how you ended up at Bemidji State. You were originally recruited to come here in the fall, and then you decided to stay back. Coach ends up texting you and asking how things were going for you over Christmas. You said, I'm ready to come up to Bemidji. How did that all evolve?
Well, I knew I was going to come up here eventually, whether it was next fall, last fall, or this spring, and this spring was like a perfect time for me. It ended up falling right into place, and I'm so happy that I'm here.
How excited was Coach to find out that you were coming?
I think he was really happy. I think he was looking for someone, and I don't know if I waited too long or got his hopes up. I feel bad, but I'm here, so.
Okay, being from San Antonio, Texas, what was it about Bemidji State that appealed to you?
I actually like the snow. Okay. Like, I was really excited to experience snow, and I'm liking it. I'm liking it so far.
Okay, your first experience at Bemidji was at the airport. How cold was it that day that you got off?
I actually didn't want to look.
But it was cold.
It was really cold. And I walked outside and I was like, oh my goodness. I almost turned around. Yeah.
I was just going to ask if you ever second-guessed coming to someplace so cold.
Okay, so lately I've been like having like door, like I'm scared of walking outside of doors, and like that was never me in Texas, but right before I walk outside a door, I'm like, I have to like prep myself, like, this is gonna be really cold, like, I get scared.
Okay, I got family down there, and I would take the snow and cold any day over the bugs, the cockroaches, the spiders, and the snakes, so I think I got you beat there.
Yeah, I don't like bugs either, at all, so.
What have your teammates done to welcome you?
They do everything to welcome me. They're wonderful. Like, I have never felt, like, lonely at all here. Like, they are wonderful, wonderful. The most close-knit team I've ever been on.
Okay, you said you'd never played indoor tennis. What was kind of the biggest difference for you getting prepared for these matches this last weekend?
You know, actually, a lot of it is positive because in Texas it's so hot. that my feet would burn, my face would burn, there'd be wind, I would be sweating so bad. A lot of it is just positive. I actually really like playing indoors. There's a lot to, be happy about.
All right, you play twice this weekend in Virginia, then at the rec center at the end of the week. How much are you looking forward to just playing here at home?
Well, I am excited because I'll be somewhere that I'm used to, something, finally, I'm used to, but I like to travel too, so both of it, I'm just looking forward to it all.
Have you decided on a major yet?
Elementary education.
Do you have a grade that you're thinking about teaching someday?
Kindergarten.
I could totally see that. Total kindergarten. My mother-in-law is a retired kindergarten teacher. And you just have to have that special personality. And obviously, you seem like you have it. So good luck to you, Rachel, and good luck this weekend. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.